Welcome to Imagining the Future. I'm so glad you decided to try out this storytelling adventure. All you need is uninterrupted time, about 30 to 45 minutes, an uncluttered space where you can write, and to make yourself comfortable. You will also need a pen and paper. If you have not yet created these conditions, I suggest you turn off the recording now and come back when you're ready. You're going to tell a story. It is the story of your past and the future. What is special about this process is that you will be telling the story from a third person perspective rather than a first person perspective. What I mean by that is she did this or that rather than I did this or that. It is truly fascinating to witness what emerges from our mind when we invite it to tell a story about ourselves from the standpoint of an observer. In this way, you're able to look at the story of your life so far in a different way and then ask yourself where it goes from there. You're going to be writing your own real life story, but in the form of a myth or a fairy tale. Writing in the third person makes it much easier to allow whatever flows from this standpoint to emerge. It's as if you're standing outside of your own story. Before we begin, allow yourself to take a pause, to just stop, to notice that you're sitting. If it's okay for you, close your eyes for a moment and bring your attention inward. Notice your posture. Notice how your body is sitting. Sense the base of your body. Your feet and the parts of your feet that are touching the ground or anything else. Sense your legs and the parts of your legs that are touching a chair or a cushion. And sense your buttocks. Sense the base of your body, which offers you grounding and stability. And from the base of your body, sense the spine. And invite your spine to lengthen, creating space between the vertebra as if they were floating and perfectly stacked up, one above the other. Sense your neck balanced along the spine and the crown of the head is reaching towards the sky. Back of the body is long and strong, and perhaps you sense dignity or self-worth. At the same time, you want to invite ease into your body. the front of the body is relaxed. The muscles of your face let go. Invite your shoulders to drop down. Allow your arms and hands to rest effortlessly. And invite the chest and the belly, the thighs and the legs, perhaps even the feet, to relax and let go. Sense and open up to the space around you, sensing above you, sensing behind you, and sensing one side and then the other. So you're sitting strong, stable, dignified, and at the same time, relaxed, open, and receptive. Now bring your attention to the fact that you're breathing, to the movement of your breath, the in and the out of the breath. No need to try to control your breath or change anything, simply taking a moment to sense the movement of your breath wherever you feel that most, in the nostrils, the back of the throat, perhaps the chest or the belly. Being with your breath for a moment. And from there, allow your attention to move away from the breath. Allow your attention to zoom out so that you sense your whole breathing body sitting right here, right now. Now, during this exercise, I will give you several prompts or the start of sentences that you will need to finish in order to tell the story. I suggest you turn the recording off after each prompt to give yourself whatever time you need to complete each sentence, each segment of the story. Notice when you're judging or second-guessing what you're writing, and choose to let go of that critical or doubtful voice. You need not to be concerned about it right now, nor to allow it to take control. Allow what wants to come, and choose the perspective that whatever emerges right now is just right. Allow the pen to flow on paper there's nothing to be than who you are right now, and there is nothing to achieve except allowing the story to flow from you. Now, if it's okay for you, you can open your eyes if they are closed. And let's begin. Once upon a time, there was. She or he was given the gifts of. And also. And then. Finally, she or he came to the crossroads called. Standing at the crossroads was. Who tells her or him that. Must be left behind and must be picked up now to move forward. And hands. Her or him, a parchment paper, which reads. Now, if it's okay for you, if it feels right, thank yourself for having taken the time to allow yourself to tell the story of what is important to you. May it help you give shape to 2020 in a supportive way, even if it's a tiny, itty-bitty piece of what will shape next year for you. I recommend that you take a moment to reflect on the story that's emerged by using the few questions that I have listed on the blog spot. I wish you all the best for 2020, both in body and in mind. See you next year.